You know how we were talking about Intel potentially getting acquired?
Right.
Well, things just got a whole lot more interesting.
Yeah.
We've got articles here talking about Qualcomm and Broadcom, even Apollo Global Management, all circling.
Interesting.
It's like they each look at Intel and see a completely different future.
What's fascinating here is how each company's interest in Intel, it's almost like a diagnosis, right?
Okay.
They're not just after any tech company.
Right.
There's something specific about Intel that they find valuable,
Yeah.
even if Intel themselves haven't quite figured out how to tap into it fully.
Right. It's like everyone's checking out this vintage sports car.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not winning races today,
Right.
but it's, there's potential under the hood.
Absolutely.
So let's break it down. Who sees what?
Okay.
Qualcomm, they're like the impatient mechanics, right? Looking at just stripping it for parts, the article even mentioned them potentially selling off chunks of Intel.
Exactly. Qualcomm seems mostly interested in absorbing certain technology, taking market share,
Right.
potentially restructuring things significantly. And this
So is
has
this giving you Broadcom Qualcomm vibes from a few years back?
a little bit,
Yeah.
yeah. Definitely some antitrust red flags here,
Yeah.
which could mean a very long, messy legal battle if they try to go that route.
Okay, so that's Qualcomm going for the high risk, high reward play, maybe.
Right.
Then there's Broadcom,
Yeah.
who, dipped their toes in the water and then backed out.
Right.
Which their interest, even though brief, it still tells us something.
It does. Broadcom is known for aggressive acquisitions,
Yeah.
often in the semiconductor space. It's like they collect companies like trading cards.
Right.
So for them to walk away from Intel, that's a big deal.
It's huge. It really is.
Blah.
The articles cite regulatory hurdles.
Right.
But it's got to be more than just red tape, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Broadcom has a history of pushing boundaries,
Yeah.
even butting heads with regulators in the past.
Right. Their attempted hostile takeover of Qualcomm a few years back, that was a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder, what did they see with Intel that made them hit the brakes this time?
Right.
Was it something,
Like, what's the snow?
what's the smoking gun here?
Yeah.
What's the catch?
Yeah, you almost have to wonder, like, are Intel's troubles even deeper than we realize?
Okay.
Maybe their technology isn't as easily integrated
Right.
with Broadcom's existing portfolio, making the whole thing more trouble than it's worth.
That's a really good point. And it's not like you're merging two software companies.
Right.
You're talking about hardware, you're talking about manufacturing, complex supply chains.
Absolutely.
Imagine the headaches of merging factories and production lines,
Yeah.
especially with the current chip shortage.
Yeah, and think about the patents.
Oh, yeah.
Intel has a treasure trove of intellectual property.
Yeah.
Maybe Broadcom realized that untangling those rights would lead to legal battles for years, potentially derailing their entire game plan.
It's like trying to unravel this giant ball of yarn. You
Yeah.
pull on one thread, the whole thing could unravel.
Exactly. And for a company like Broadcom, which is all about strategic growth,
Right.
that kind of risk just might not be appealing.
And especially when they could set their sights on a smaller, more manageable target.
Exactly.
So you've got Qualcomm who wants to potentially carve Intel up.
Yeah.
You've got Broadcom who got cold feet.
Right.
And then there's Apollo.
The company that breathes life back into these forgotten tech giants,
Right.
what are the chances they can actually pull off a Yahoo-style turnaround with Intel?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
But here's the thing. Apollo's strategy, it's not just about writing big checks.
Right.
They're known for bringing in seasoned leadership.
People who can come in, assess the situation with fresh eyes, and make tough decisions. It's like they're bringing in like a seasoned captain
Right.
to navigate this ship through a storm.
You're right, the ship.
Yeah. And they did it with Yahoo, remember? They brought in Marissa Mayer.
Oh, right.
And, she made some pretty bold moves,
Yeah.
shook things up, made big changes.
Right.
Now, whether all those changes were the right ones, that's maybe a different story.
Right.
But it just shows that Apollo's not afraid to take risks.
Right. Yeah, they're not just looking for a quick buck. They're playing the long game.
Exactly.
Like if they can guide Intel back to its former glory,
Yeah.
the payoff could be massive.
Huge.
It's like restoring a classic car, right? It takes time. It takes expertise.
Great.
It takes a bit of faith.
And a lot of money.
But that end result, it can be something really special.
Absolutely.
And for you out there, you know, this is about more than just Intel's stock price.
Right.
Remember those old Intel Inside stickers?
Yeah.
Intel powered so much of the tech revolution.
Yeah.
If Apollo can help them, you know, regain their footing even a little bit.
Right.
This could mean a more competitive market,
yeah,
which could lead to, you know, better and potentially more affordable devices for everybody.
It's true. It's almost like they have this chance to rewrite history.
Okay.
Or at least steer Intel toward a different future.
Right.
But we also have to, we can't forget about Qualcomm and all of this.
Right, right. Because if they're successful, it's a very different story.
Very different.
With Qualcomm, we're talking about a potential breakup.
Right.
A reshuffling of the deck.
It's true. Some pieces will get absorbed, others will get sold off.
Right.
Remember what happened to Palm after HP bought them?
Oh, yeah.
Not a great example.
Not a good look.
It's just, you know, it's a stark reminder that not every tech acquisition leads to a fairy tale ending.
No. Some brands, they just can't seem to survive a merger.
Right.
Even if their technology lives on in some form.
Exactly.
It's a shame, but it's kind of the reality of the tech world, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a fast-paced, constantly evolving industry.
Yeah.
But that's also what makes it so exciting.
Right. We're watching history happen in real time.
Exactly.
And for you listening, this means, you know, staying informed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeping a critical eye on the players involved.
Right. Don't just accept the headlines at face value.
Right. Dig deeper, ask questions, and really consider, you know, the potential consequences of each of these outcomes.
Yeah, because ultimately the future of technology, it's not decided in boardrooms.
Right.
It's not decided in shareholder meetings. It's shaped by the choices we make.
Right. As consumers, as investors, even just as citizens.
Absolutely.
It's like they're bringing in a seasoned captain to, you know, to navigate a ship through a storm.
Right. To right the ship. And they did it with Yahoo,
yeah.
You know, brought in Marissa Mayer.
Right. Right.
And she made some bold moves, shook things up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big changes. Okay. Now, whether all those changes were the right ones, that's a different story.
Right.
But it just shows that Apollo isn't afraid to take risks.
Right. Yeah. They're not just looking for a quick profit. They're really in it for the long game here.
Exactly. Exactly.
You think about it. If they can guide Intel back to like its former glory.
Yeah.
The payoff.
Yeah.
Massive.
Huge. Yeah.
It's like restoring a classic car. You
right.
know, it takes time. It takes expertise.
Sense of vision.
Bit of faith. But that end result.
Yeah, a lot of elbow grease.
It can be really something special.
Absolutely.
And for you listening, you know, this is about more than just like Intel stock price, right?
Right, right.
Remember those old Intel Inside stickers?
Yeah.
Intel powered so much of the tech revolution.
They did, for sure.
If Apollo can help them regain their footing even a little bit,
yeah,
it could mean a more competitive market.
It could, yeah.
Potentially better and, more importantly, more affordable devices for everybody.
That's right, yeah, for sure.
So it's really like they have this chance to maybe not rewrite history, but
right.
steer Intel towards a different future than it was headed, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's like these two alternate realities for Intel. Right,
right, right. right.
With Qualcomm, we're talking about essentially a breakup, a reshuffling of the deck.
A reshuffling. Yeah. Some pieces get absorbed. Some get sold off.
Exactly.
You know, remember what happened to Palm after HP bought them?
Ooh. Yeah. Not a great example.
Not a good look.
Yeah.
Some brands just, they can't seem to survive these mergers, even if the technology lives on in some form or another.
It's true. It's sad, but true. It's a fast-paced, constantly evolving industry.
It is.
But that's also what makes it so exciting.
It is. We're watching history happen in real time.
We are.
And that means you out there listening, this is on you.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to stay informed.
Stay informed. Absolutely.
Keep a critical eye on the players involved. Don't just accept the headlines at face value.
Don't just read the tea leaves, you know, like really think about this stuff.
Right. Dig deeper, ask the questions, and really consider, you know, the potential consequences of each outcome here. Because this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is big.
It is big. And it's not, you're right. It's not decided in some boardroom. It's not decided by, you know, a bunch of investors on Wall Street. It's shaped by us.
That's right. Consumers, investors, citizens.
All of us, for sure.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something I want you to really consider. What would you like to see happen with Intel?
Yeah.
What does a best case scenario look like for their future?
Right.
And how might that impact your own relationship with technology?
That's a great question.
It's something to think about because the story of Intel, it's far from over.
It's not over yet. No, not by a long shot.
Until next time, keep asking those deep dive questions.